Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you can start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 using the promo code AwesomeMo. Just make a deposit, place your first wager. If you lose, and if you're listening to us, you probably won't. Yeah, I'm saying it. You receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Go all in on the action with the King of Sportsbooks in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and listen to Ben talk about how he cleaned his plate yesterday.
It was a small breakfast. I'm on a diet, I guess, because I only gave one pick, but it won clearly the Rays 6-1. You split. Like a late inning grand slam cost you. Nothing you can do about that. There are worse things than going 2-1 as a group, and that's what we're going to try to do today. You're going to lead us off once again. You're the leadoff hitter in this gang.
Well, let's do it. We are going to go for one strip of bacon on the Washington Nationals -120 at BetMGM. I've got the Nats. It doesn't seem like this should be the case. A 100 weighted runs created plus. That's how good Soto is. 4.6 expected runs. Phillies side, I actually have them at a 95 weighted runs created plus. Not the best lineup with no Rhys Hoskins, just 4 expected runs. The problem here is Patrick Corbin. His stuff has been down this year, 432 xFIP, 458 Sierra. But the good news is, I think he's still better than Matt Moore, who's got a 499 xFIP and a 493 Sierra. Projects with a 5.14 FIP via all of the projection systems at Fangraphs. So I give a slight edge to the Nats bats. I give a slight edge to the Nats pitching. And they're at home, so this is pretty easy. This game's close to a coin flip. I would rather just have the Washington Nationals.
I feel like you've been picking on Philly a good amount lately.
I hope so, because I don't like Philly in general.
They were playing the Diamondbacks
or betting
several times. You seem to be on the dog there, and it was working out for you. Listen, I mean, there you go. Hopefully Corbin throws a good one at home. Pretty much a toss-up line. Not bad. You only went one strip of bacon, so... You know, easing into it. I'm also going one strip of bacon. Going to keep it rowing. I'm actually pivoting, though, to the props world. I didn't love a ton of sides today. Oh, boy, the old Orioles. I'm going right back to them, but in the good way. I'm shorting what they're doing. They've got Keegan Aiken on the mound today. They are massive, massive underdogs on the road against the Blue Jays, as you would expect. His strikeout prop is 4.5. It is juiced to the under, -148. But when I looked into this, first of all, there's a very good chance he's just annihilated early and he's out of the game as the kind of total and the line kind of projects. He's been under 4.5 in 5 of his last 7 starts. And then the final thing, the Blue Jays are up there with the Astros as the best team avoiding strikeouts in the league. Under 8, per game, just 7.7. That's second just to Houston. So when you have that combination, I feel like there's just a lot of ways I win this bet. He could get crushed and he's knocked out early. He could pitch effectively, but the Blue Jays just don't strike out a ton. And it's, yes, it's a little juicy, but we're not talking about -200, -250, you know, -148. That's a reasonable line. I think there's a pretty easy spot. I will go under here and say that, you know, once again, the Orioles struggle across the board.
3.6 is where I have the line set.
Confirms it.
That'll work. One strip of bacon on the Minnesota Twins, -157. This one's a big gap against this crappy Cubs team. Twins offense, 10% better than average. 110 weighted runs created plus, projected for 5.1 runs. The Cubs, 8% worse than average. 92 weighted runs created plus. So gigantic gap in offense. Cubs lineup, legit terrible. Only Ian Happ projects as an above average hitter. Now, like, I'm being technical here. Somebody's at like 98. It's close, but still below average. Matchup between John Gant and Zach Davies is pretty similar. A little bit more strikeouts for Gant, probably a couple more walks as well. Neither one of these guys are good. They both project as below average starters, 4.8 to 4.9 projected FIP. I have the fair line at this one, minus plus or minus 185. So it feels great to be able to grab a number in the 150s. And that's what makes Odd Shopper so helpful, because I was able to take a look around. Lots of variability here, but coming in the 150s makes the line that I have in the 185 range so much better. So I'm squeezing the value out here. This is actually something I would have liked to go two strips of bacon on. I just couldn't get that extra little bit. I would have probably needed to come in like that 150 range. 157 just took me right over the edge down to one unit.
That's reasonable.
One strip of bacon. Sorry, I don't want to misspeak.
Yeah, unit. What is that? We only deal in bacon currency here.
Yes.
I like it. Very good. I do want to say quickly, week one, I know you're saying, but there was college football. Week one of college football is officially this week, about 1,000 games. We're going to have you covered across the board here at Osmo Odds, so make sure to stay tuned. Me and Matt Kajewski dropping picks each and every day, videos, content, DFS, everything you need. But before that, let's clean our plate today. What do you say? Nice 3-0?
It would feel great. I would be very happy to go 3-0. I would be happy with a 2-1 where I clean my plate and you don't win. That would also be fine. That's for fine. Me.
I'm a team player.
There we go. Speaking of team players, shout out to the best team in the land, BetMGM, for being the presenting sponsor of the show. We'll see you guys again tomorrow for another edition of The Breakfast Menu, where we'll be taking a look, I guess, at the Tour Championship.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait. Golf time, baby. We'll see you then.